Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now you're welcome back. More than a million illegal medicines were seized last year, a 14% increase on the previous 12 months. That's according to the Health Products Regulatory Authority, who says anabolic steroids were top of the list of drugs seized, followed by sedatives and then products for erectile dysfunction. There was also an increase in seizures of weight loss medications. For more on this, I'm joined by Gráinne Power, who's Head of Compliance at the Health Products Regulatory Authority, or the HPRA. You're very welcome, Gráinne, to the program. You might give me some more detail on that, on what was found and how much of it as well.
Yeah, so the levels of prescription medicines detained, you know, continues to remain high. And I suppose our message today is to urge the public to not, you know, to use your trusted local pharmacy and not to be tempted by the offers of these medicines online, because they're outside of the safe regulated supply chain. There's no guarantee about what these medicines contain, even though some of them look very real. You know, and you're also taking potentially very strong prescription medicines without any medical supervision. So the message today is to think twice.
Yeah, so it might look real. It might look kosher, let's say, in terms of packaging and the way the medicine could normally look.
For
but
sure.
There's no guarantee is basically the message.
Absolutely not. Because they have, at the very least, fallen out of a regulated supply chain, been through, you know, unregistered vendors and not being handled properly. And at worst, they're actually counterfeit medicines. So they've been made possibly in somebody's bedroom. Today at our offices, we showed a tablet press that we detained under warrant was part of an investigation and indeed a prosecution, you know. So a lot of these medicines, particularly, you know, anabolic steroids for sure, are made by unscrupulous parties. It's a big business globally.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, and it's sold online. Can you shut down, or can you get the websites or the pages, social media pages where these can be accessed online, shut down?
Yes. Well, in addition to the work detaining product that we use, we work very closely with Revenue Customs, and then we have boots on the ground in terms of investigation, and we can detain stuff material under warrant. We also monitor online activity and work with social media companies, web providers to shut down websites. You know, in an attempt to disrupt supply, because that's, you know, that's an important part of the work we do. And then the other part is to manage, I suppose, is to inform the public in terms of the demand. You know, clearly there's a demand here, but it's really important that we communicate to the public that it's not without risk. You know, these offers online, they look attractive. It may be easy for people to access, but they're, you know, victims to unscrupulous parties.
The type of drugs that are out there that are circulating, that are being seized as well, and the amount of them, the anabolic steroids, the sedative medicines, the erectile dysfunction medicines as well. Why is there a market for those illegal medicines, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the market here is similar to what we see or in other European markets and internationally. You know, there is a demand for medicines that potentially may have a therapeutic use, but they also have either a recreational or an aesthetic use, and people feel they need them or want them. And, you know, in a case where they may not be prescribed them by their doctor, online supply is a potential source. But again, the message today is, you know, these are, if they contain what they say on the tin, they are powerful prescription medicines that you need to take them under medical supervision. You need to be dispensed them by your local pharmacy, who has taken a lot of trouble to get medicines from an appropriate source.
Also an increase in the number of weight loss injections as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a concern.
It is. And what that is the number of those products is not extensive, but what we're seeing is a really sharp curve in terms of the increased level of detention. You know, so there's a many-fold increase over the last couple of years of those medicines, you know, either, you know, so people are getting them online, or they're receiving them from untrained professionals or untrained, not healthcare professionals in the community who have in turn obtained them online. So, you know, there's been anecdotal evidence in newspapers of harm people that people have come to by taking these medicines. Again, in the right hands, these are really useful medicines when they come recommended by our doctor, prescribed and through an authorised supply chain. But, you know, to take a shortcut or to take them for short term use, having got them online, it really is a mistake, putting yourself at risk.
What happens finally and briefly, what happens if you order this medicine online? You don't know if it's illegal or not. You're waiting for the medicine and it's detained by the authorities. So who's being prosecuted or looked after there?
Yeah, so the offence is actually for the individual who has supplied the medicine. So if you have ordered it, well, best case, you'll lose your money. Worst case, you get it and you're harmed. But what will happen is your product will be detained. You'll have wasted your money. You will receive a letter from the Health Products Regulatory Authority explaining why the product has been detained. But in terms of individuals who choose to supply these medicines, they are guilty of an offence nationally, and we actively do prosecute people on that basis.
Look, thanks a million for coming in to us. We really appreciate it. Gráinne Power, Head of Compliance at the Health Products Regulatory Authority, Míle Buíochas.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now we're going back to illegal prescription medicines, and we're joined now by Dr. Brian Higgins, a GP in Galway. Dr. Higgins, you're very welcome. You're of Galway Primary Care and Galway Skin Clinic. You're very welcome to the programme. We heard that anabolic steroids are the most, the greatest cohort of illegal drugs seized, and you deal with the results of steroid misuse in your clinic. What have you seen?
So I would see a range of patients, not very frequently, but relatively commonly, who are using anabolic steroids, from a range of quite young people to men in their middle aged and some women. And people generally present for different reasons. Some people will be using anabolic steroids for a very long period of time, and they will just be monitoring their bloods for side effects to make sure that they're not trying to minimize and mitigate the damage that they're doing, as opposed to avoid damage. And then unfortunately, what you see is some people using it, maybe having bought something in the gym or bought something off the internet, and then they're presenting to me with maybe a side effect like severe acne, very oily skin, thinning of their hair. Mm-hmm. For women, sometimes you're using maybe medication that they think they're going to cause weight loss, but then they present with the hirsutism, which is a thickening of hair and darkening of hair on the face, and maybe a deepening of their voice.
And are they shocked when they come to you and they have these side effects from unauthorized illegal medicines like anabolic steroids?
So I've had one or two patients who've come in shocked because they've bought maybe what they thought was something, maybe like a weight loss drug, and it turned out to be an anabolic steroid. Because unfortunately, when you're buying medication off the internet, you don't know what you're buying. It could be, just because it says something on the label does absolutely not mean that that is what is in the bottle. But most of the time, what's happened is people will have bought some form of anabolic steroid, maybe from the internet or someone they know, and then they Google their side effects and they kind of know, coming to me, that it's the cause, but never really having thought of the seriousness of it.
Go back a step there, Dr. Higgins. Yeah. Why do they go and get anabolic steroids off the internet instead of going through the proper channels?
Well, I think it's very important to know the difference between testosterone replacement therapy and an anabolic steroid. Men with testicular failure and low testosterone is absolutely a medical condition that needs to be appropriately diagnosed and treated. And for these men, we do prescribe testosterone. And even for some women post-menopause, we'll prescribe a little bit of testosterone to help with, say, motivation and sex drive. When it's a case that your testosterone is normal and you want to go on super physiological or above natural doses of testosterone to change your physical appearance, that is not a medical treatment. That is the use of anabolic steroids, which is illegal. So there is no proper channel for that.
Okay, but why would you do it then? I mean, what puts this in people's heads?
I think people have, like, we do know that, like, losing weight and being in shape is very difficult, and especially in our environment, which is very obesogenic, it's very difficult to maintain a kind of maybe unrealistic physique that people see on social media. And for younger people and older people alike, they want to appear a certain way. But when you have a family and you have a full-time job and the realities of life come in, they find it very difficult to maintain this unrealistic physique. So what they try to do is, instead of maybe reassessing their situation to maybe focus on trying to get as healthy as they can be, they try to augment their hormonal balance to try develop this somewhat unrealistic physique.
Okay. Is cost a factor? The fact that the fact that maybe people say it's going to be cheaper if I get the stuff online, is sure, isn't it the same anyway? That is what people mistakenly think, instead of paying the fee to the GP and then going to the pharmacy and paying whatever the pharmacy charges.
Again, thankfully, I think as GPs, we're much more aware now of people who are suffering with testosterone deficiency. And for those men, it's, I don't think that cost is an issue, because while the medication is, it can be expensive, it's not very expensive. I think when it is somebody who wants to go on to an anabolic steroid, I don't know of any GP who would prescribe these medications for people. Okay. And maybe, and it's so hard to know, because unfortunately the people who are selling these drugs are unscrupulous. And what they're going to do is they're going to sell this medication for as much as they can, or they're going to sell this drugs that they've found or bought themselves online for as much as they can. And unfortunately people have just, there's no... there's no quality assessment for these drugs. Mm-hmm. People have no idea what they're buying.
Another big cohort of drugs that's being seized, illegal drugs, is drugs for erectile dysfunction. I mean, why would that happen? Is there a sense of shame or stigma associated with that, do you think?
I think like erectile dysfunction is incredibly common. And it's absolutely stigmatized. And I think thankfully, it's something that men, when they come in and chat to me about, obviously it's a very common issue. So doctors, we normalize it, and we can say to people, look, this is super normal. And maybe there is maybe you have some underlying heart disease, maybe you have testosterone deficiency, maybe you're just very stressed, and maybe you're very anxious, and this is the cause, and we can help. But I think it can be difficult for men to go into a pharmacy, because thankfully now sildenafil is available over the counter in the pharmacy. So the only reason someone would buy this drug online is sheer embarrassment of not wanting to talk to a pharmacist face to face. But it is such a common issue, and it's not something, unfortunately, because a lot of erectile dysfunction is from performance anxiety, being embarrassed about it actually makes it worse. So sometimes coming and chatting to your doctor about it and us being able to educate and normalize it is a big part of helping the problem.
Okay, even that chat would help. And finally then, and briefly if you can, the there are seizures of weight loss drugs as well, and they are illegal, of course, and unauthorized. Is that a cause of concern for you? Have you seen that in your clinic?
We haven't seen an amount of it, but whenever you have a supply and demand issue, and there was a time maybe in the last 18 months where sourcing certain of these medications, these GLP-1 medications, we just couldn't get them. And people who are desperate to lose weight and really struggle with diet and exercise came to the GP, we're not able to source the medication, or maybe we do prescribe it for them and they are just not able to afford it in the pharmacy. We'll go and say, look, well, sure, I can buy it online and it'll be cheaper. But again, there's no guarantee, there's no quality assurance that someone isn't getting a glass vial, putting a name on it, putting it in a box with a printed label and sending it on. So for those medications, sometimes we'll refuse prescribing them for patients for, I think, very good reasons. Okay. But that is certainly something that we do know, there's a benefit for those medications for many of our patients. And to be honest, it is crazy to buy it online, because thankfully now our accessibility to those medications has vastly improved.
Okay, well, let that message go out. As I say, Dr. Brian Higgins of Galway Primary Care and Galway Skin Clinic, GP, thank you very much indeed.